Relating it back to Islam and Allah, Allah never lets you down. Like, Allah shows up for you. Allah is always there. And that is the best and truest and purest type of love that we can all ever receive. SubhanAllah.
You don't know. To someone, you are a living dua, a living manifestation of their wants and dreams. You don't know how special you are yet. To someone, you bring their words to life. Which words, you ask? Those words of plea, those words of desperation, those words of yearn, the special words between them and the all-hearing. You don't know how special you are yet.
Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he makes a very powerful statement about the nature of our dua. He says, you know, I don't even concern myself with the answer to my du'as. I just concern myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving me the tawfiq, giving me the success to be able to make the du'a. Because I know that if Allah has guided me to be able to make a du'a, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to respond to that du'a with that which is best. I already know that. I don't even need to worry about the result of it. I don't concern myself. I just say, Allahumma, I make the du'a, and then whatever comes after that, whether it's good in my estimation or evil in my estimation, I just accept it. Alhamdulillah, because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom to me making that du'a, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by virtue of bringing me to a position of making du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not turn me away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave me deprived.
Yet you disregard your wants and needs. Yet you let yourself stray away from self-love, self-appreciation, self-motivation. Yet you allow yourself to become unrecognizable.
Feel about like self-love, guys. Like, is it hard? Is it easy? Like,
self-love is the most hard thing. It's harder than loving someone else, because you'll always find imperfections within yourself. But when you love someone else, you always just see their perfections.
Agreed.
Wow, that was great.
I would say, yeah, I would say that I've been trying to practice self-love for like the last 10 years. I never used to be very kind to myself.
To him you are everything, not just a manifestation, a creation he molded and perfected, a life he planned and beautified, a story he wrote with the pen of adoration, a bud he triggered at a time of growth. From him you find ultimate comfort, to him you can cry, from him you find stability and become triumphant, and he becomes your strongest ally.
What then do you make of this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that verily, if Allah loves someone, inna Allah idha ahabba abdan, when Allah loves someone, nada Jibril, Allah calls Jibril alayhi salam and says, ya Jibril, inni uhibbu fulan, O Jibril, I want you to know that I love this person, so you should love this person also. Jibril alayhi salam does not need to know anything else about you except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, to love you as well. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلُ. So Jibreel alayhi salam loves you as well. And then Jibreel alayhi salam calls all of the malaika, and he is their master, he is their chief. And he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانَ, to the inhabitants of the heavens, Allah loves this person, so love this person. So all of the inhabitants of the heavens love that person as well. And then Allah mentions, يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So the Prophet ﷺ says that acceptance is then placed in the hearts of the people for that person. Love is placed in the hearts of the people for that person.
So for Allah, I feel like He's always showing us love, but we don't really see it because we don't think about it. Every test, every trial that we go through, it's all still love. But the way we take it, the way we decide to see it as, depends on us. And we won't think it's Allah's love until we've actually passed that trial, until we've actually passed that test that we were told we were going to go through. What was the other question?
And the other question was, when have you felt Allah's love in your life?
I feel like His love's always there. But then when you... I feel like for...
for us, I think when we need it the most is when we feel it the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's always going to be there. Like, if you don't need it, you won't really think about it, but it's still going to be there regardless. Yeah. It's not something that will just disappear.
Go away because and you're not feeling it yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
okay. The last question is, what is your favorite name of Allah? That one's hard because there's loads.
There's so many to choose from.
Yeah, honestly.
For me, mine's Ar-Rahman and mine's also Al-Akhir, the last, the final.
You know, that used to be my name and then it got changed.
Really?
Yeah, it got changed.
Oh, that's such a
good to Khaywat.
No, Al-Akhir, I don't know. That's just the fact that he's the last thing that we need. Like, why would we turn to him? The first and the last it was.
Yeah, Awal.
Al-Awal,
my brother's
Al-Akhir
name.
Like, just, he's going to be the first and then he's going to be the last one. Like,
yeah.
Regardless of how many people you have in you, like, the first one that was always there for you was Allah, and the last one that's going to be there for you is Allah. Like, there's no one else you can really turn to, regardless of how strong your relationship is with any other people. It's just, I don't know, his love's just going to be there for you.
Love You Give is by understanding the depths of Islam and learning to love those who Allah loves. A statement that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions was to serve Allah alone and associate with Him no other. Be ever conscious of Him. Be truthful to Allah in what you utter from your mouth. Let the spirit of Allah be the source of love between you. Can you hear the love in His words? Can you hear His urgent call to our hearts? Can you sense the profound priorities in His teachings? Love is so central to Islam that without it, there can be no real faith.